Hi, Dave Emery here, side one of For the Record Program 776, The Adventures of Eddie the Friendly Spook, part 15, Updates and Further Analysis. This is being recorded on February 23rd of the year 2014. Hi there, boys and girls. It's time for another exciting episode of The Adventures of Eddie the Friendly Spook, your favorite cartoon character. Remember, boys and girls, Eddie isn't like those other spooks. They're scary and mean. Eddie is your friend. We're going to be continuing with our analysis of the PSYOP for which Edward Snowden, the fellow I call Eddie the Friendly Spook, or the Peach Fuzz Fascist, and he is just that, is the front man. This is an intelligence operation. It is a PSYOP, although there are some clandestine aspects to this. This is essentially for public consumption. And we're going to be updating a number of aspects of what is going on, including the European and German reactions to this and some of the actions that are being taken there. Let me stress emphatically again that what is going on here is fundamentally different from what people have been led to believe. Remember the passage from Mein Kampf that I have quoted so often. Hitler observed, "Most people tell little lies. They would be ashamed to tell big ones. They would never credit others with such great impudence as the complete reversal of facts. Even explanations would long leave them in doubt and hesitation, as any trifling detail would dispose them to accept a thing as true. All good liars know this, therefore, and stop at nothing to achieve this end." And what we are looking at with the Snowden PSYOP is a complete reversal of facts. When you take a look at the forces that are embodied in the Snowden phalanx, so to speak, when you look at Snowden himself, and in particular, when you look at the forces that are behind the curtain, like in the Wizard of Oz movie, when the dog pulls away the curtain, you want to be looking at who is behind the curtain. And when the camera dollies to the right, and that's where the camera should go on this one, you find people and interests that not only don't believe in freedom or civil liberties or democracy, they literally, quite literally, believe in slavery, past, present, and future. And what the public is preoccupied with, which, you know, is understandable because this is where the media have gone with this PSYOP, and it is a PSYOP, a psychological operation. Everybody is thinking about privacy and civil liberties and constitutionality and so forth. That has absolutely nothing, I mean absolutely nothing, to do with any of this. That is strictly for public consumption, and that alone. Not only has most of this information been known for a long time, I've been speaking about it intermittently from open sources, okay, and this is not an exercise in puffery, from open sources since the 1990s. This is not new. The information Snowden has presented could be divided into three categories, one of which is, oh, really, this is new? No, it isn't new. Much of which could be safely extrapolated when the NSA and GCHQ spy on the UN or the EU or world leaders. Well, duh, that is standard operating procedure when they spy on major oil companies and other major industrial concerns. That is business as usual in the world of spycraft. Then there are other documents dealing with the country's military intelligence capabilities, technical aspects of how some of these things are done, and personal information about the lives of U.S. and British intelligence officers and their families. That has nothing whatsoever to do with civil liberties and privacy, and everything in the world to do with hostile counterintelligence. All of the public discourse about civil liberties, privacy, etc., that is the main element in play of this PSYOP. It is intended to shock and alienate the citizenry around the world, and in particular the U.S. and Europe and Germany. It is the rationale for the EU and Germany, and I believe they are the whip hand here, although powerful underground-like elements in this country are obviously pushing for alive with this. More about that when we do our summary analysis. But the discussion about civil liberties and privacy, etc., that is intended to outrage people in this country and Europe, and it has done that. In Europe and Germany in particular, none of this is new. This has been known for a long, long time. That's why in 765, for the record, 765, I subtitled that they're shocked, just like Sergeant or Mr. Renault, the Vichy police prefect in the movie Casablanca. He said basically when he was ordered by Major Strasser to shut down Rick's Cafe, he said, "I'm shocked to learn that there is gambling going on in this establishment." And then the croupier comes up to him and says, "Your winnings, sir." That basically is a paradigm for the way Europe and much of the rest of the world has behaved in connection with this. Civil liberties, privacy, etc., has absolutely nothing, I mean nothing, to do with what is really at play here. Summing up some of the things we have spoken about, the goals of this PSYOP are, at a very important level, the destabilization of the Obama administration and the frustration of U.S. foreign policy and diplomacy. More about that later in the show. This is an element of economic warfare. We're going to talk about this in this broadcast, an assault, quite literally, on U.S. internet business and, by extension, the U.S. economy. It is a destabilization of the NSA and GCHQ, and what we may very well be seeing is a privatization or a partial privatization of the NSA. We are all that in part, the destabilization and privatization of the NSA, paving the way for the types of mass terrorism that are prescribed in the books The Turner Diaries and Serpent's Walk, both of them intended as teaching manuals, both of them published by the National Alliance, one of Glenn Greenwald's pro bono Nazi clients when in a previous professional incarnation, he served as a legal foil for a bunch of murderous neo-Nazi groups. This also is intended to protect, to stimulate new productions of communications networks to guard elements of the Bormann Capital Network, about which I have spoken. And a very important aspect of this PSYOP is changing the international focus, in particular the focus in Europe, where there has been a great deal of rightful, very accurate demonization of Germany and Angela Merkel for what Germany and Angela Merkel have done under the auspices of the EMU and the various agreements, whereas there was a lot of discussion of the continuity between what Germany did through force of arms during World War II and what Germany is doing through economic force in the present period. And whereas there was a lot of discussion of Angela Merkel as a new Hitler, so to speak, and pictures of Angela Merkel with a Hitler mustache photoshopped in, that has been replaced by the international demon of the NSA and the U.S. This is not to in any way excuse U.S. wrongdoing in any way. I've actually spent quite a few decades covering that in considerable measure. But this, again, this is a psyop, and civil liberties, privacy, individual liberties, that has absolutely nothing, I mean zero, to do with what is really going on here. Now, updating. For the record, 767 and 769, we talked about the fact that Angela Merkel has actually, behind the scenes, been far more concerned with gaining BND, German intelligence, access to the Five Eyes spying agreement between the U.S., Great Britain, Canada, Australia, and New Zealand. Obama had resisted that and apparently has continued to resist that, and German ire over that is apparently one of the major things that is in play here. And it appears, at least from what is on the public record, that, again, Germany will not be admitted to the Five Eyes deal. I should mention in passing that what is actually going on behind the scenes, behind the steel doors of Spook City, so to speak, is anybody's guess. Certainly, an awful lot of the public political commentary by world leaders has been for public consumption. What is actually going on past the point is a matter of conjecture. But what, from what we can tell from the news media, Germany continues to be excluded from the Five Eyes Agreement, and inclusion in that Five Eyes Agreement was one of the major goals of this PSYOP, in my opinion. From the Financial Times of February 13th, 2014, an article by Jeevan Vasagar, and by the way, for the correct spellings of these names, go to spitfirelist.com. In the For the Record section, there are long article-length descriptions of each For the Record program with all of the appropriate annotated documentation. The title of this Jeevan Vasagar article in the Financial Times of 2013-2014 is Germany Gives Up on No Spy Deal with U.S. It reads in part, the German government has given up hope of a bilateral no-spy agreement with the U.S., according to a senior aide to Chancellor Angela Merkel. Philip Misfelder, Berlin's coordinator for transatlantic relations, told a press briefing on Thursday that he did not expect that talks would lead to a legally binding agreement. Skipping down. Germany has been pushing for a relationship similar to the Five Eyes Agreement between the U.S. and four English-speaking allies, including the UK. This carries an understanding that they will not spy on each other. By the way, they do spy on each other. We spy on Britain's citizens for the British. They spy on American citizens for us. And that's how they get around the various agreements. This is not new. I've spoken about it from open sources for a long time, in particular in some of our conversations with John Loftus. Skipping down. At a joint press conference with French President François Hollande on Tuesday, President Obama said there was no country with which the U.S. has a no-spy agreement. He added the U.S. endeavors to protect privacy rights as it gathers foreign intelligence. As John Loftus noted in For the Record 749, one of our conversations with him, for all of its shortcomings, the U.S. actually goes to greater lengths to safeguard civil liberties than the other NATO countries, all of which do the same thing. More about Germany's quest for inclusion. Not only are the Germans and Angela Merkel not shocked about this, they've known about it for a long time, and they not only have known about it, but they want to upgrade. They want in, so to speak, on the Five Eyes. Following is an article from The Guardian and The Observer in the UK of November 2nd of last year, 2013. It's by Ewan McCaskill and James Ball. It's titled, Portrait of the NSA, No Detail Too Small in Quest for Total Surveillance. Reads in part, the NSA operates in close cooperation with four other English-speaking countries, the UK, Canada, Australia, and New Zealand, sharing raw intelligence, funding, technical systems, and personnel. Their top-level collective is known as the Five Eyes. Beyond that, the NSA has other coalitions, including intelligence, although intelligence sharing is more restricted for the additional partners. The nine I's, which adds Denmark, France, the Netherlands, and Norway, the 14 I's, including Germany, Belgium, Italy, Spain, and Sweden, and the 41 I's, adding in others in the Allied coalition in Afghanistan. Skipping down, the exclusivity of the various coalitions grates with some, such as Germany, which is using the present controversy about Snowden's revelations to seek an upgrade. Germany has long protested at its exclusion, not just from the elite Five Eyes, but even from Nine Eyes. Minutes from the UK intelligence agency GCHQ note, quote, "The NSA's relationship with the French was not as advanced as GCHQ's. The Germans were a little grumpy at not being invited to join the Nine Eyes group," unquote. Significantly, amid the German protestations of outrage, again, they're shocked over U.S. eavesdropping on Merkel and other Germans, Berlin is using the controversy as leverage for an upgrade to Five Eyes. Again, that is one of the major goals of this PSYOP. Now, Edward Snowden went public with his, quote, revelations, unquote. Note the quotes, because, again, this is a PSYOP. Snowden is a spook. This is an intelligence operation, a type of intelligence operation called a PSYOP or psychological operation. It is a type of hands-on propaganda. There are other aspects to it, but the main aspects of this are to affect populations and to produce political changes as a result. Just before Edward Snowden took off for China, his first stop, almost certainly with the help of WikiLeaks, just as President Obama was going to meet with President Xi of China and disclose information that damaged U.S. diplomatic relations with China. And again, someone who is genuinely interested in civil liberties, personal freedom, internet freedom, etc., ain't going to go to China. That's just not where you're going to go, okay? At this exact time, there were public disclosures that German intelligence for a long time had been planning on a major upgrade of its own snooping operations. Again, this gives the lie to the shocked pretense. In fact, not only were they not shocked, they wanted in on the Five Eyes, and at the very same time, as we looked at in For the Record 765, they were dramatically ramping up their own surveillance. This is an article by Glenn Moody from TechDirt of June 19, 2013, again, just as Snowden was making his information public. Germany's spies have NSA envy, currently working to build their own comprehensive snooping system. Again, by Glenn Moody of TechDirt, June 19, 2013. Skipping down. There are now reports that Germany was also kept informed at the highest levels about what the NSA was doing. That would probably explain the revelation by the news magazine Der Spiegel that Germany has been trying to beef up its own snooping capabilities for a while. Last year, BND head Gerhard Schindler told the Confidential Committee of the German Parliament, the Bundestag, about a secret program that, in his opinion, would make his agency a major international player. Schindler said the BND wanted to invest €100 million or $133 million over the coming 5 years. We've spoken about this before, skipping down. The largest traffic control takes place in Frankfurt in a data processing center owned by the Association of the German Internet Industry. Via this hub, the largest in Europe, emails, phone calls, Skype conversations, and text messages flow from regions that interest the BND, like Russia and Eastern Europe, along with crisis areas like Somalia, countries in the Middle East, and states like Pakistan and Afghanistan. And skipping down again. German law allows the BND to monitor any form of communication that has a foreign element, be it a mobile phone conversation, a Facebook chat, or an exchange via AOL Messenger. For the purposes of, quote, strategic communications surveillance, unquote, the Foreign Intelligence Agency is allowed to copy and review 20% of this data traffic. Now, notice this next sentence. This is profound and has very, very significant implications for people right here in the U.S. There is even a regulation requiring German providers, quote, to maintain a complete copy of the telecommunications, unquote. Well, German providers would include Deutsche Telekom, which BND has used to spy on people. Deutsche Telekom is the parent company of T-Mobile and MetroPCS. So if you are using T-Mobile or MetroPCS, surprise, surprise, you've got BND in your ear or your smartphone or your email or up your expletive deleted under the circumstances, okay? So I hope you're not shocked. Skipping down again. Given this evident desire to create its own snooping apparatus, coupled with the fact that Germany has doubtless benefited from NSA spying, perhaps it's no surprise that the German government's protests about its citizens being subject to extensive NSA surveillance have been muted. Now, note again that it appears that Germany's desire to get into the Five Eyes has been frustrated. So note what, at least publicly, is going to be the German and EU response. Recall that in 765, there was an article from The Guardian that said, quote, NSA, BND is as bad as NSA, and the European Union has been so shocked that they are planning on building their own security service to do exactly the same things as the NSA. This is an article from The Independent of the UK. It's by Tony Patterson. It's from February 16th of 2014, titled Surveillance Revelations. Angela Merkel proposes European network to beat NSA and GCHQ spying. Chancellor Angela Merkel of Germany has announced plans to set up a European communications network as part of a broad counter-espionage offensive designed to curb mass surveillance conducted by the U.S. National Security Agency and its British counterpart, GCHQ. Announcing the project in her weekly podcast, Ms. Merkel said she envisaged setting up a European communications network which would offer protection from NSA surveillance by sidestepping the current arrangement whereby emails and other internet data automatically pass through the United States. The NSA's German phone and internet surveillance operation is reported to be one of the biggest in the EU. In cooperation with GCHQ, it has direct access to undersea cables carrying transatlantic communications between Europe and the U.S. Ms. Merkel said she planned to discuss the project with the French President, François Hollande, when she meets him in Paris on Wednesday. Quote, above all, we'll talk about European providers that offer security to our citizens so that one shouldn't have to send emails and other information across the Atlantic, she said. Rather, one could build up a communications network inside of Europe. One of the things that I examined at length in For the Record 769 was a key aspect of this PSYOP, and that is this PSYOP as an element of economic warfare against the United States, specifically an assault on U.S. high-tech and internet business, and by extension, the U.S. economy. Ultimately, I think Europe and German high-tech have in mind doing to Silicon Valley what German Motors have done to an extent to Detroit. I also think, by the way, in passing, that with the pirate operations such as Pirate Bay, which is inextricably linked with WikiLeaks, in turn, part of the Snowden operation, and with the operations of people like Kim Schmitz, a.k.a. Kim.com, Hollywood and American motion picture, television, and recording industries should be on the alert because they too are being targeted as well as targets of economic warfare. Now, note again what I talked about in For the Record number 769, the Snowden PSYOP as an element of as targeting U.S. internet business. The following is a McClatchy story from the South China Morning Post of February 17th of 2014. It's titled Edward Snowden Revelations Prompt Crisis of Trust in Germany, unquote. When Germany's Federal Criminal Police Office needs to share sensitive information these days, employees type the particulars and get them hand-delivered. Last year, agents would have trusted the security of email, but that was before Edward Snowden and the revelations about the U.S. National Security Agency's PRISM electronic intelligence gathering program. After Snowden, it's a new digital world. Again, this has been known for a long time. The Germans sure as hell knew about it. They've been partnered with NSA up to a point, and they, according to Snowden, have access to the X Key Scorecard program and its database. So, again, this is feigned response, predetermined, no doubt. Continuing. We're now carrying our information to our allies on foot, said Peter Hensler, vice president of the Bundeskriminalamt, known as the BKA. He was speaking recently at a German Interior Ministry discussion on the country's digital future. The focus of the panel was how to counter U.S. surveillance measures and what it will take for Germans to be safe again on the web. We're no longer using the open internet, he said. The message is clear. No longer can the U.S. be trusted to honor the privacy of German life and policy. Skipping down. Such thoughts aren't limited to Germany. A $900 million U.S. dollar deal, French deal, with the United Arab Emirates for two new intelligence satellites appears to be in doubt after the buyers noticed U.S. components in the French satellites that they feared could compromise their data. Skipping down. Thomas Kramer, a data privacy board member for Deutsche Telekom, the German phone giant, recently noted that, quote, regardless of what one thinks of Edward Snowden, he created an awareness of internet security, and we should be grateful for that. Again, Deutsche Telekom is frequently used by BND to spy on various communications, and both T-Mobile and MetroPCS, the mobile phone providers in the U.S., are owned by Deutsche Telekom, which is controlled by the German government, which is no doubt shocked about all of this. We're going to continue with this discussion on side two. We're going to resume with this particular story. All of the For the Record programs are turned into long, article-length, rigorously annotated descriptions, which are available in the For the Record section of the SpitfireList.com website. In addition, all of my entire life's work, plus a small library of old anti-fascist books, is available. They all are available on the SpitfireList.com website for download for free. You can also follow a link to get a flash drive with all of that information on it. This concludes side one of For the Record program number 776, The Adventures of Eddie the Friendly Spook, part 15, updates and further analysis being recorded on February 23rd of the year 2014. I'm Dave Emery. Ciao.